Let us turn our mic on. Let us pray. Unifying Spirit, guide us to a place where we might find common ground, where we might celebrate our diversity and acknowledge where we need to grow. Inspire us to be members of the body, part of the whole, gears in the machine that is your work in the world. In the name of Christ, we offer this and all our prayers. Amen. So this week I got to celebrate and participate in something pretty fantastic. Anybody have a guess as to what that was? The what? Frostival? Anniversary, that's, yes, anniversary. That's the first and most exciting. Second to that. Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. That's right. This week I got to take part in the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. On Thursday, we gathered at the Catholic Church, French Catholic Church, Saint-Anne-de-Pays-Bas. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, but I got closer than I ever have. We got to hear stories about the mighty acts that God has done. And I mentioned while I was there that I'd driven by this church 100 times. I'd walked by this church 100 times, both since I've been here with you folks and when I was here for my undergrad. And I never knew what the name of the church was. But I knew what it looked like. Does anybody know what that church looks like? A fish. And I lovingly, very lovingly, called it the Fish Church. And it was beautiful because the sign of Christ and his followers in the early days was to draw a fish in the ground. I also pointed out on Thursday that we were all gathering together, worshiping in the belly of the big fish. We were not unlike Jonah, being led by God to the shores of change, whether we wanted to go or not. It was a pretty big deal for me to be standing in the pulpit of this French Catholic church, not speaking any French myself, being married to a first language French Acadian. It was a big deal for me to be standing there alongside my brothers and sisters in faith as we proclaim together the mighty acts that God has done in our lives. More than that, we both acknowledged and set aside our denominational lines and reveled in the name of the one who had called us into that place in the first place. But as special as that time that we spent together was, and as much common ground as we trod upon, we cannot help to see that as much as we are the same in Christ, we are far more different. And that's a good thing. And that brings me to the first of the two readings that we heard today. This is a classic reading that brings the writings of Paul, and it talks about diversity of both these people and the church and the beauty that diversity brings. You see, when we come together for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, in these days, we do it because we are in a world where there are so many different kinds of Christian. It's hard to keep track of just how many there are because it seems like there's new Christians and new denominations every day. This week in January, this Week of Prayer for Christian Unity gives us a touchstone to come to find common ground and to find a way forward together. The truth is, though, that diversity in the church existed even in the early days of the church, even in the days just following the resurrection. And if we're being really honest, the primary division in those days was between Paul and Peter and a bunch of other disciples. They disagreed on one primary issue, circumcision, and whether or not it was necessary to be a follower of Christ. But as Paul points out in this letter, this reading from the 1 Corinthians, it takes all kinds of people to make up the body of Christ. It takes all kinds of people to make the body of Christ work properly. And though we spend this week striving to be one, Paul reminds us that it is in our difference that we make the body of Christ such a vibrant and living organism. And I really like how he talks about this. He says, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? Paul knew then, close to 2,000 years ago, that the church was a strange and diverse thing. It was filled with individuals who are subsequently filled with individual opinions. Now, we are the United Church of Canada, and we occupy a very unique space within the body of Christ. Our past is a strange one. It is both divergent and convergent. Where other communities over history are formed out of divisions that arise within the church, we exist because of an act of unity, which is really weird when you look at it over the history of the church. Very rarely do we come together. But because we are formed from several traditions, we have that much more diversity baked right into our DNA. It's why United Churches across the country can be wholly different from one another and be part of the same denomination celebrating this part of the body of Christ. As Paul said, this is the beautiful thing, our diversity, because it adds to the wholeness and to the wideness of the body of Christ. And so even as we celebrate the beauty of our uniqueness, even as we honor the past that has made us who we are today, we still take this special time every year and talk about what makes us one. We take this special time, even though Paul celebrates diversity, we come together because Christ calls us together in unity, to be one in Him. And this is our common ground. We are scattered in our words and in our ways, but it is in Christ that we find our center, because it is in Him that we find our guiding light. It is He who we follow on the path. And it is Christ who empowers us to be people of the way, shepherds, teachers, healers, and prophets. But even as we proclaim loudly that Christ is our light and our Lord, the work of the church is not done. We're not called to sit on the sidelines watching the work of Christ happen, because without us, without all of us, the work of the church will ultimately be left undone. In today's gospel, we hear about Christ. He's filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and goes to Nazareth. In the reading of the scroll, he speaks of his own impending mission here on earth, to bring the good news to the poor, to set captives free, to bring healing to a broken world. After reading this, he declares openly that the scripture is fulfilled in their hearing, that all that they had been promised would finally come to pass. And in his life, he accomplished much. By the touch of his hands, by his feet on the way, and by the words of his mouth, by the work of the Holy Spirit working through him, Christ accomplished much in his life. And this is the part where we come in again. Just as Christ was filled with the Spirit and called to proclaim the good news of God's great love, so too are we, the body of Christ, infused with that same Spirit stuff. Each of us is empowered to live out the mission that Christ started, to fulfill the scriptures in the work that He calls us to do. As hands of the body, we are called to reach out to one another, to lift up those who have fallen or who have been trod upon. As feet, we are called to be walking on the way of Christ, carrying His love light into the dark places of this world. As ears were called to hear the calls of those who are oppressed, likewise, we must listen for the voices who've been silenced. We must seek justice and reconciliation in a world in much need of both. And as the eyes of Christ, we must see two things. First, we must see the world as it is. Second, we must see the world as it might be. As God hopes that it might be. As God dreams that it might be. We're called to see the homeless, the marginalized, the socially exiled, and to look beyond it to a world of possibilities, a world of embrace, and a world of love. And as the whole body of Christ, all these members together, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are called to will this future into being, to will the kingdom into being, to not accept tragedy as just the way things are. As the week of prayer for Christian unity winds down for another year, I come away with the theme still ringing in my ears. Called to proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord. We can easily look at the world and in our lives, and we can see the ways that God's hands are shaping and moving through it. We can see the passion of God in the loving embrace of our neighbors and friends, and we can feel the love of God as strangers reach out to us when we've fallen. But the mightiest acts of God, the greatest deeds of the divine, are accomplished by the work of the body of Christ, by each of us. It's not about ending world hunger tomorrow, but it is about seeing someone who's hungry and feeding them. That is a mighty act of the Lord. That is a Spirit-led act of a member of the body of Christ. So let us go this day. Let us celebrate our diversity in the way, even as we hold up our unity in Christ. Let us go into the world, hands and feet of the same Christ in this world today. Amen. And now,